What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
The frosty pod rot coca disease has been detected in Jamaica. Under Section 3 of the Plant Quarantine Act, there are guidelines to be followed as part of measures to control and eradicate the disease. Find out more on today's edition of You and the Law. Glad you could join us. I'm Anjuey James Sawyers. Minister of Agriculture Kassim Muda has issued with immediate effect the frosty pod rot of coca order 2016 as part of efforts to combat the disease. Under this order, there are certain actions to be taken as required by law.
There are areas throughout Jamaica where it is suspected to exist. It is not in all areas, but it is suspected to exist. And we want to make sure that we eradicate it from Jamaica in its entirety.
As such, no one is to remove or dispatch from or move into any area of Jamaica any cocoa pods, plant, seedling, cutting, plant product, plant-related material, or plant-related article without permission from the Chief Plant Quarantine Officer. Cocoa orchard operators should not move or sell any cocoa pods within or outside the parish where the orchard is located unless permission is granted to do so by the Chief Plant Quarantine Officer.
A person who visits any land that is infected with the frosty pod rot or suspected of being so infected shall not visit any other land without changing the clothing or disinfecting the shoes worn in the land that is infected with the frosty pod rot or suspected of being so infected.
Agriculture Minister Kassim Muda. Anyone who knows of or suspects the existence of frosty pod rot on their land is expected to give notice in writing to the Chief Plant Quarantine Officer of the Plant Quarantine Branch at 193 Old Hope Road, St. Andrew, outlining the extent and nature of the pest. The Parish Agricultural Manager of the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, for the parish where the land in question is located, the Principal Research Director of the Bowlers Agricultural Research Station in Old Harbor, St. Catherine, or the Coca Industry Board located at East Avenue, Kingston, should receive the notice in writing. Section 7, subsection 2 of the Act stipulates that the notice should be served personally to whom it is addressed or sent by mail. If the Chief Plant Quarantine Officer requests additional information, the law says it is to be given.
The Chief Plant Quarantine Officer or any person authorized by him in writing may enter any land that is infected with the frosty pod rot or suspected of being so infected.
This action can be taken whether or not a notice is served of suspected infection of land. The Chief Plant Quarantine Officer or any other persons authorized by them in writing may destroy, remove, uproot, dispose of, prune or treat cocoa pods, plant, seedling, cutting, plant product, plant-related material or plant-related article on discretion or for eradication purposes.
It has the authority to destroy every single thing that is suspicious.
If the plant is not infected, the destruction exercise will not be considered unlawful. The officer is, however, required to give notice to the owner, occupier, or person in charge of the land. All cases or suspected cases of the frosty pod rot are to be reported immediately to the Plant Quarantine Unit and or RADA, the Research and Development Division at Bowdles or the Coca Industry Board. Coca growers are being asked to send pictures via WhatsApp Messenger to 435-5828.
In instances like these, it is always important to act swiftly, to cauterize the situation, and undertake all measures necessary to protect the livelihood of the farmers involved. The economies of the farming community, the communities and the economies of the farming community, and all other affiliated businesses and service providers.
Agriculture Minister Kassim Muda. We've come to the end of today's program. Join us again next time on this station for another edition of You and the Law. I'm Anjuey James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers. Take care and have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.